terrific price has been paid for your healing, for your deliverance, for your freedom of choice, and for your ability to approach me without shame and without condemnation. So why would you stand afar off, waiting for something to come when everything has been provided? So sit down at my feet and know this, that not even your sin can hold me back when you yield your members over. Know that everything is provided in my Son, and to him who looks to me, all things are under his feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have I not called you, saith the Spirit of grace? Have I not termed you? Have I not pronounced on you that you are kings and priests unto me? Have I not said that I have ordained you, saith the Spirit of grace? You must, as a godly people, rise up and take possession of your calling, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have ordained you as a New Testament church to take possession of your ministries and your calls, and to move out and to begin to possess the land that you call revival. Know this, that I have provided these things for you, and yet so few take their position at the table. Know this, that as I said, judgment must first come to the house of God. But the enemy of your soul, the accuser of the brethren, and your flesh has so twisted the things that I desire to do in this judgment. Do you think that I will speak to you harshly when you come to me as a father? Do you think that I will not raise you up in peace and in love? For it is not I that hold your weaknesses against you, but it is you yourself who've listened too long to the accuser of the brethren. Know this, that I desire to wash you with pure water and to wash your conscience. Oh, for your weaknesses and the hour which you stand in cannot hold back my prevailing love to change you hour after hour from glory to glory, saith the Spirit of grace. So come to me and let me wash you continually and thoroughly. Let me equip you with the equipping so that when you go out, you are equipped, knowing that I am your Father and I have provided all of everything you need to fulfill your earthly ministry and call. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you'd know this mystery, then your whole life would change. My body who waits for somebody else to feed them, you do yourself a great injustice. For I am your chief shepherd, and it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom and lead you into pastures, to flock you in places where you're able to graze and feed in my word. Let your gifts and calls come to fullness. No, I desire to move among you, that each one of you, your gift and call come forward with the full manifestation of the Spirit, not holding me back. This comes from that place, grazing in my presence and in my word.